The person that you are acts steadily and powerfully in accordance with your most genuine thoughts. When you think it, there is a part of you that immediately begins to make it real. You are the willing and dedicated servant of your thoughts. The thoughts you hold most often and most prominently set the agenda for the reality of your life. Ralph Marston. Welcome to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. Hi, this is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and we appreciate you joining us once again as we bring to you another unstoppable MLM diva, and our diva of choice is no other than Jane Duber. We are so excited to have Jane on the show. Jane is one of the three founders of the Direct Selling Women's Alliance, a professional association that dedicates itself to providing education, inspiration, and resources to direct selling professionals in more than 12 countries. Jane is also the lead author for both Build It Big books, Build It Big, and the sequel, More Build It Big, and we'll hear more about that. Today, Jane brings to her training not only her love in direct selling and a master in international business administration, she also brings her 20 years of direct selling experience in the trenches. Jane understands, yes, she truly does, the path you are on, because she, too, has worn all the hats, from a first-time distributor holding her first show to a company founder responsible for leading a multi-million dollar nationwide sales team. What she's about to share with us tonight combines her own experience with the collective wisdom of hundreds of top leaders with whom Jane has had the privilege of working with. We are truly excited to hear from her tonight. Jane lives in Pebble Beach, California, with her husband Mario and 9-year-old son Alex, where she pursues her passion for helping women turn their hidden talents into a remarkable business savvy that creates the life that dreams are made of. And that's what it's all about. It is my delight to bring to you this truly unstoppable woman, the co-founder of DSWA, Direct Sales Women's Association, an awesome author, speaker, and trainer, no other than the fabulous Jane Duber. Jane, welcome to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. I am too excited.
Thank you so much. Boy, you make that sound good.
How you doing tonight?
I am doing fantastic. I am so honored to be here with everyone. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, well, you are absolutely welcome. We appreciate you donating your time to assist us in getting to the next level of our business, because I know a lot of ladies out there are like myself. They got their eye on a pin, they got their favorite dress laid out, and they're just wanting to walk across that stage. You know what I mean? You feeling me?
I'm going on a cruise, you're going on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are their carrots that are dangled before these women, and we want to help them get there.
Mm, thank you. Now, before we get into our questions, and I know our topic is the five fatal errors of sponsoring, and boy, I mean, that is just intriguing in itself, but I got to ask you this. How do you wear so many different hats? You're a busy lady.
I am. You know, someone just asked me that. I'm teaching a four-week teleclass on the very topic we're going to talk about tonight, and someone just said, how do you do it all? And you know what? I will tell you, first of all, I don't always do it perfect. Just like everyone else, I'm trying my absolute best, you know, but what I shared with this person who emailed me, you know, first and foremost, I love what I do. I don't see what I do as work. You know, I consider it a privilege to work with the kind of women I have come in contact with. So first of all, I love what I do, and that keeps me going. You know, second of all, I have a very strong faith, I will tell you that, and that keeps me sane when everything else seems to be kind of going out of sync around me.
Mm, yes, I know that for sure.
And I've got a great support network, and hopefully people here on this call, you're aligning the people that support you in doing what they know you love to do. I could not do this call right now. You know, I made the same deal with my husband to make sure my 9-year-old and the two kids that are here from the neighborhood, they understand that mom is on a call. And so, you know, all of us at the DSW, we're building this empire from our home. And so that support network is so important that, you know, you got to communicate your passion for what you're creating, and they'll be more likely to be there for you. And that's how I do it, Raven.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You got to keep that balance in there, and faith certainly is a strong, strong part of it for sure. Huge part of it. Well, let me ask you this. You say that the sponsoring techniques and strategies of the 80s and 90s are not working in today's market. Why is that?
One of my favorite topics, I'll have you know. And, you know, I will tell you, to me, this is part of my message to the industry. And this comes from not only my own experience of building a multi-million dollar organization, but it comes from working with the top leaders. Now, the Build a Big books that you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
I had the privilege of interviewing 500 top performers. These are all multi-million dollar earners, from 500 people on their team up to the largest team that I worked with. The leader had 400,000 on her team.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Woo!
Imagine that. 40 are kind of reeling with the idea of adding that many zeros. But, you know, what I found was the individuals who are having success now in the area of sponsoring have grown with the times. Now, in the 80s and 90s, the way that we sponsored was very similar throughout all companies and throughout our product lines. And it was a very well-crafted sales presentation. You know, some companies would draw the zeros. Some people would show the comp plan. Other people would show, you know, how to turn an evening out into $150. So everybody had a very well-crafted sales presentation. And the company would provide, you know, tested scripts, time-tested scripts they would share, you know, Raven. That was really kind of how we recruited in the 80s and 90s. And it was interesting because over the past 5 to 6 years, our research shows that the same people that were having success in the 80s and 90s weren't necessarily having the same success now. And I'm a true believer, awareness is the first step to enhancing your life, to be aware of what's happening. And what's happening right now is that the prospect of today is not the prospect of the 80s and 90s. So when I'm allowed to get on my little soapbox and share what I know, what I share is that the individual does not respond to the same kind of opportunity presentation that's been presented in the 80s and 90s. Over decades, really, this whole industry was built upon that presentation format. And so the shift that has to be made is we move from presenting the business opportunity towards engaging them in the business opportunity. And there's still different energy and flow that happens in that shift.
Wow, that's wonderful. That's definitely something I've never had anyone come over here and speak about. Let's talk about engaging. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, you know, here's a test that I'd like for everyone who's listening, whether you're here with us live or on the archives. Here's a question I want to ask you. Think back to the last time that you sat down and did a one-on-one presentation of your business opportunity. It may have been in a coffee shop. It may have been over the phone. It may have been, you know, at you know, your kid's sports event while you're sitting in the bleachers, but at some point you presented the business opportunity in some detail. Maybe you took 30 minutes, 20 minutes. And the question I want you to ask yourself is, how, if you were to give a percentage of how much you talked
mm-hmm.
versus how much the prospect talked, what percentage would you assign to each of those?
Hmm.
Now, Raven, you know the business. I mean, what is your gut feeling? What percentage are most people talking during this interview?
Oh, shoot, they're talking way too much, probably 80% or more.
That's the percentage that I hear. I
mm-hmm.
can speak to a group of 4,000.
Wow.
And I can speak to a group of 40. And pretty much across the board, I'm hearing I'm talking 80% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the shift that moves us from convincing to engaging is that we need to shift to be listening 80% of the time and talking only 20% of the time. And this is the single most important shift. You know, I did a teleclass, and we had our first week, and we went over just the basics of what this concept is about. And I just shared with them that truth, and then I talked about these five principles that if we want to get into that, I'm happy to share.
Oh, yeah, please. We can take our time on this. I always tell people I love having my own show, because if we go over a few minutes, we just go over. The main thing is to share the meat. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I want to share that, you know, even in just this little 1 hour, if you understand the importance of that shift
mm-hmm.
and a couple other things, we had one woman who just heard 1 hour of this presentation, and in the following week she sponsored five people. Five people, after being in the business for 23 years, a simple shift of perspective made that shift for her. Now, I will tell you, I'm working on another project in my personal life, and it talks about the smallest little shifts that can be made, how that has such a huge impact. And that's what this is, you know, seismic change. When you think about an earthquake and just the smallest little shift in the earth's plate, what can that do? It can disrupt cities. It can
absolutely. Big time.
That's kind of how I equate this shift of perspective of what that one-on-one means, is if we shift from us listening more, asking powerful questions that engage that individual, that help them discover what they're wanting from their life, that small shift can literally take your business into a quantum leap by improving your sponsoring success rate.
Oh, boy. And how awesome would that be, right?
It shivers, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it definitely does. Okay, so basically, let's talk about the five principles.
Okay.
Can you share that with us?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, cool.
Near and dear to my heart. You know, these five principles we talk about in our trainings, and this happens, we do two programs. We do the sponsoring program that I'm going to touch upon tonight. We also take the same concepts of the same skills and principles into our leadership program, which is principle-centered coaching, which would be a great thing for us to come back. Nikki would be wonderful to talk on that.
Okay.
We always start our trainings around these principles. And the reason being is that we believe that your success in network marketing or party plan is really built upon the person that you're being in the process more than the words that you're saying or the task that you're undertaking. And when I talk about it, we talk about the being, and the five principles really get to the heart of who you're being in the process of building your business. And,
mm-hmm.
and the first principle that we talk about is trust. And trust is an important thing, especially in the sponsoring process. And oftentimes I'll get people and say, well, gosh, you know, I'm out there prospecting. How in the world can I build trust so quickly, or I only have 30 minutes with this individual, how can I build trust so quickly? And my response is that you build trust by the person that you're being. It's the essence of who you are. And in many ways, it means coming to that one-on-one interaction with a real intent to make a difference and having that be a part of every interaction that you have with them. So, you know, in sense of building trust is when we trust another individual that they have our best interest at heart. And so sometimes to build trust in the one-on-one, Raven, that means letting go of the outcome. Because when we're sitting across from someone and we really feel that they're there to convince us why this business is right for them, what does it do? It hinders the trust that we feel.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can feel that that person really is interested in us, if we can feel that person is there really to find out, is this something that's right
for them?
Me, then,
yeah. Right.
Can you see the difference?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So this whole issue of trust is something that we just want to bring to your consciousness as you're going forward. Another one is respect. That's one of the principles, the five principles. And we talk about, you know, respect is essential in the recruiting process. And we talk about, I don't know if you've read Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Successful.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? I have it right here on my bookshelf.
One of my references that I use a lot. And what I bring here is that we gain respect by showing respect. And how we show respect in the prospecting process is by doing what he talks about, and that is to seek first to understand and then to be understood. So seek first to understand and then to be understood. But if you think about the way we recruited in the 80s and 90s, what was it? It's the exact opposite. Seek first to be understood,
mm-hmm.
and then we find and we understand whether or not the business is right for them. But we're switching it around and saying, I want to understand who you are. I want to understand where you are in your life and what your needs are. And then I will know whether or not there's a link. And that's where we show true respect.
You're absolutely right about that. So in essence, what we're doing now, we're doing more consulting.
Well, you know, I like to use the phrase coach.
Coach, okay.
And really what my whole premise of the sponsoring process is,
mm-hmm.
I'm giving you permission to put on the coach's hat before they ever sign on the dotted line.
Okay.
Because what happens is we put on the role of salesman. I'm going to convince you, or I'm going to show you why this business is right for you, never really checking to see if it's a need they have. Then they come onto the team, they sign on the dotted line, and there's not that rapport, there's not that foundation.
Mm.
But when you sponsor from the process is I'm going to see what your needs are, and I'm going to see how this business links up with that need, be it financial, be it emotional, be it security. I'm going to know that before you even sign on the dotted line. And a great bonus of this program, Raven, that where people are shifting this way they sponsor, a great bonus is that we're seeing people start the business and begin working the business faster. Because I, as a leader, understand what you're needing, and so I'm able to show you how to get that.
Ah.
But so often,
okay.
We're waiting till they sign on the bottom line, and then we say, okay, tell me what you're needing. You know, tell me how I can help you. But my goodness, doesn't it make sense that in that sponsoring process, that's when that interaction begins?
Mm-hmm. It does. It definitely makes sense. And it would make a difference with them moving forward in the business.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's important because they're going to feel, like you said, they feel like you, they can trust you, and they feel like that you are really taking in heart what they want.
Exactly, exactly. It's a whole different energy of the whole interaction. You know, that it really shifts it quite significantly. The third principle that helps in this shift is the principle of service, and in this. We talk about really coming from a place of service, and that comes from also letting go of the outcome. See, sometimes our prospect can see that we're wanting this so badly that it makes them nervous. It puts them a little on the defensive. But when we come from a place of service to say, I really do want to know how this business might serve them, I really do want what's best for them, if they see us coming from that place, the wall comes down. And only when the wall is down can we really get to know that individual, can we have that rapport that is so essential to what it is that we're doing. So that service is the third. Integrity is the fourth principle. That's really about you know, doing what we say we're going to do, doing the right thing. You know, in the area of recruiting and sponsoring, we talk about integrity being doing what you say you're going to do, which brings follow-up to a whole new level. We had one woman say, wow, you know, I wasn't following up with my prospects because I was worried that I was being pushy, and now I'm seeing the following up is a way for me to be in integrity. Totally shifted her view of follow-up, which is so, you know, we know that most distributors are doing a great job of engaging people, but they're not following up to the degree they need to. But if you see your follow-up as you being in integrity, it will shift, and you'll make that call that you've been nervous about making. And then the last principle, Raven, one of my favorite, is authenticity.
Oh, okay.
Authenticity is important in this process because, you know what, sometimes we're not building the business to the degree that we want to build it already. And I hear this a lot, Raven. I hear someone, they'll say, well, gosh, how can I sit and present the business opportunity and tell them how this can be, you know, an answer to their financial challenges when I'm not doing what I want to do with the business? They're feeling out of integrity.
Yeah.
You know, and so sometimes that holds people back is, you know, I'm not going to go out and sell the business opportunity or present that because I'm kind of embarrassed that I've really not taken it to the degree that I want to. And so authenticity allows us to be exactly who we are. It gives us permission to not be perfect, permission to not have achieved all of our goals. And it allows us to be honest and open and say, you know, maybe sit across that person and say, you know what? I know that there's so much more that I want to accomplish with my business. Sometimes you may have an answer that I don't have, but I can tell you what, I am committed to supporting you in this process, and I'll get the answer. You know, so it gives us permission to let down this mask that we sometimes wear in the recruiting process. And that builds trust. It shows respect. I mean, all of these five principles interact. And what we find is that very simple act, and what I often ask people to do is write those five principles of trust, respect, service, integrity, and authenticity, to write them on an index card. And the next time before you go in and present the business opportunity to someone, before you have that one-on-one, just review that in the car before you go in. Just ask yourself, how can I come from this place during this next interview? And it's interesting because that shift alone, before we even talk about skills or even, that shift alone can change the interaction. And that's all those women. We had one person recruit five people in 1 week and another person recruit three, and they'd had this long dry spell, and they simply said, the only change that was made is I changed who I was in the process.
Wow.
It's so funny because I presented this to a company, and someone came up and said, wow, I feel like this is a whole change in the way I'm, you know, doing it. I had to relearn it. And what I said is, no, this is permission for you to sponsor in a natural way. This is actually more natural than probably what you've been trying to force yourself to do.
Yeah, boy, and what a difference it can make.
Yeah.
Everybody wants you to keep it real and be yourself, and that's one of the things that have changed big time from years ago, you know. And now people are running from salespeople. They don't, like you said, they don't want to be around salespeople.
Ooh, they smell it. The walls go up, the defenses go up. So when you come from these five principles, it changes the interaction and their heart opens.
You are so right. Well, thank you for sharing those. I know I wrote mine down, and it will be going on the index card. That's for sure. Now, okay, we spoke earlier about making that shift in the conversation when you spoke on the 80 to 20. How does someone make this shift, especially if they have been doing it the old way for years? Is it more than just, of course, putting in the five principles and shifting the conversation to where you're doing all the talking? Is there more than that?
There's a couple things you can do. You know, I talk about the six steps of sponsoring, and I use that as sort of this diagnostic tool to see where it goes awry when someone doesn't come on your team. And the first thing we talk about is building rapport.
Okay.
And so in order for you to make this shift of getting this person to open up and actually speak, because some people say, yeah, I'd be happy to listen, but I just can't get them to share.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I ask is, well, let's look, has step one been accomplished? Is there some rapport? So in addition to standing on those five principles, we also ask you to do things like, you know, eye contact is important. You know, you making sure that your body language shows that you're interested. You know, it's the basic rapport building. If you've ever had training on communication, they always go to how to build rapport. There's that great book by Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends.
Influence people. Yeah.
That's like a Napoleon Hill timeless classic. Those are in everybody's library. So it's the basics of really building rapport. But so that needs to be in place. And while this isn't a one-hour call, I think just to kind of brush upon that is watch and see how you're building rapport. Be an observer of yourself in that process. Are you making it comfortable to have a conversation with you? That's one of the things that's important. And the next thing, we move to step two. And in step two of the six steps, we talk about the step of asking and listening, or another way we term it is listening and learning. And in order to actually get a person to open up and share in this process, we teach the skill of you're the expert question. And you're the expert questions are engaging questions. Usually they begin with a what. They are open-ended questions that are, you know, basically you're just coming with a sense of curiosity, Raven. I mean, you do this so well. And it's why what you're doing right now, interviewing me, you're in your flow, honey. I can tell.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm loving it.
Because you're a curious person. You want to know how things work.
Mm-hmm.
That same curiosity about what makes people successful that is in you is the same you're modeling for the people who are listening here, the same curiosity that they can take into an interaction, whether you're in the prospecting stage or whether you're actually sitting down and having a one-on-one interview, is be curious about that person. You know, that question of what do you love about your life right now? Another question is, you know, out of all the things that you do right now, if you have an hour to do something for yourself, what would you do? Like, just be curious about what makes that person tick. She may want to be with her children. She may want to sit down with a book and learn. She may want to be outside. So knowing what makes that person tick, it's all part of understanding the individual in the recruiting process. Sometimes we go too quickly. You know, I see sometimes there's no foreplay anymore.
Yeah, we kind of just skip that completely, huh?
Yeah, you know, we go straight to the business.
Mm-hmm.
We go straight to, hey, this is why you want to be a part of what I do. And we forget there's a person there that's got needs and desires and wants that are really key to us making that connection. So that you're the expert questions, you know, it's some of the ones that I've mentioned already. I love, you know, what do you love about your life?
Mm-hmm.
Another great question is, I like to do this one, which is, if you could wave a magic wand and change one thing about your life, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good one.
Isn't that a good one?
Mm-hmm.
If you wave a magic wand and change one thing about your life, what would it be? Now notice when I ask that question, I ask it with a smile on my face. I ask it with some levity.
And you hear it, too. You hear that smile and sincereness.
I want to know what the answer is.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you bring that to your interaction with your prospect, it opens up. It's such a creative way of asking. Basically, what you're saying is, what do you not like about your life? But that's no fun. You know, so you're asking, what would you change? You know, and so you're getting them to open up, and they're going to share, you know what, I would stop worrying about bills. Or they're going to say, you know what, this thing about retirement really scares me. Or they would say, you know what, I want to be surrounded by people who support me and encourage me. All of those things are what we offer, no matter what your business is. So by asking those things, you're drawing out, and you're taking notes the whole time so that you really understand. And so that's the you're the expert question is the first part of the step two, which is getting them to talk more.
Right.
You know? So,
mm-hmm.
So the second part of getting them to talk more and getting them to open up their heart to us is something we call heart-centered listening.
Heart-centered listening?
Heart-centered listening.
Okay.
And when we have a chance to train on this in depth, I can give you enough that I will tell you what we're going to do in this hour, Raven,
mm-hmm.
can literally change the way the people that are listening to this call sponsor. And what I'll tell you about heart-centered listening is this. None of us have ever been taught to listen, ever. When in essence, it is the single most important thing in building rapport and establishing deep relationships. So what most of us do, and I'm very sorry about that,
okay.
What most of us do is we actually go to a place where we're doing something called internal listening. Now, what internal listening is that's when we're actually in our head. We're actually listening from up here. We're actually, and some people call it, is waiting for their turn to talk. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it
you
does.
Know, I don't know about you. I am guilty of this now and then.
Oh.
For your turn
me too.
To talk, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you're in the business of really making sure that people feel heard, and so you probably, anybody here, really understand this. But I will tell you that internal listening is something we're all used to doing, and that is being in our head instead of our heart. And what I mean, and so here's what I want. I want everyone who's listening to this call, whether it's on the archives or with the slides, I want you to think about a time that you really, truly felt listened to. You felt heard. For some of you, it may have been your best friend. You came to them with a challenge. For some of you, it may have been the pastor at your church who really listened to you. Someone maybe had a mentor in their life. Maybe it was your mother or your father. But think about a time when you really knew they were with you. And what I want you to ask yourself is, what is it that they did that really made you feel heard? And then how did that feel for you? Because when we listen to someone, and the reason I asked, I want to take you there, is we recognize the gift that we give when we truly listen. Now, internal listening, so the two parallels here, so the internal listening is what we normally do. It's when we're in our head, we're formulating our answer, we're not really with them, versus heart-centered listening, which is 100% on that individual, 100% on them. And only through really on that individual are we able to really hear what it is they're needing, what it is that, what place they're in at that point. So that's what I want you to see is the difference between internal listening and heart-centered listening. Because when we give that gift in the view, it changes the way we are interacting. Now, Raven, about you, I know that you're familiar with that interaction that we have in that one-on-one with a person.
Uh-huh.
When you think about having that time to really truly listen, what do you think the impact would be on the prospect?
Oh, and the impact would be powerful because they're saying to themselves, they're hearing me, they care. They are focusing on what I want, what I need.
Exactly. So if we go back to those five principles,
mm-hmm.
we're establishing trust.
Right.
Which is huge in the prospecting. We're showing respect because we're saying, I value you enough to give you my undivided attention.
And you're servicing them and coaching them.
Exactly. Isn't
mm-hmm.
it nice how they all kind of fit together?
Mm-hmm.
So when we ask powerful questions that are engaging and help them go to a deeper place, and then when we actually truly listen using heart-centered listening, we value them and we allow allow that space for them to really open up. Now, here's what's going to happen. Just in the next couple days, when you all are using these two very simple skills, these are the two of the five skills that I think the most important skills of this process. When you're doing that, here's what I want you to notice. I want you to notice the impact that it has on the prospect.
Okay.
I want you to see. Now, in some cases, this gift that you're giving of truly listening to that person,
mm-hmm.
in some cases, it might be the first time that person has been listened to and really heard in months. So be prepared and be okay with your interview to go from you making a business presentation to you having an intimate connection with another human being.
Yeah, you're going to shock them at first.
some people really, there may be some silence. Maybe that person will, be a little taken back. But I will tell you that I work with hundreds and hundreds of women who have done this. And it is an outpouring of excitement that someone's caring and listening. It's an outpouring of them sometimes stating what they're excited about, what they're wanting in their life, sometimes for the very first time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was just thinking, Jane, because people that we approach, it's not like we're the only ones that are approaching them. And everybody's charging them, so it's going to be really unique for them to have someone that follows these principles.
Oh, Raven. I mean, I've heard so many stories after this awareness,
mm-hmm.
people have this awareness of what the interview should be.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you lots of stories where an individual then was prospected by someone else. Because, even though we're in our business and we're happy, they don't respect that we're happy in our business, so they still prospect us. I mean, we've had stories of individuals coming in and going into the 80s mode, which is, the presenting, and that individual really for the first time seeing how self-centered it is and how unengaging it is. And, boy, you only need to be prospected once like that. After you have this awareness of this new way of sponsoring, and you will see the difference entirely.
Wow, this is some good stuff here, but I've taken,
I'm telling you.
It's hard for me to concentrate on the interview because I'm taking so many notes. I'm like, wow, this is some good stuff. Well, we get to go back and listen to it, so that is really, really good. Now, I know you had spoke briefly earlier in reference to the follow-up process, people, I know, even myself, you're always trying to kind of predict ahead of time what's going to happen in the follow-up. You have any tips, any more tips in that area?
I have a great tip on the follow-up, but I'm going to ask your permission on something, Raven.
Okay.
Is it okay if we save that to the end?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Not a problem.
It's like one of the little tidbits that I want to leave people with. In fact, I'll give you, and this will make sure they stay on the call.
Okay.
I'm going to give you all what I call the pillow test, and it's a fun little way for you to make the follow-up lighthearted, because sometimes, let's face it, the follow-up gets a little scary for us.
Yeah.
It gets a little too intense, and so we're going to end with what I call the pillow test. And I want to, I will share something that I think is so important. After we're listening, that we go to that next step.
Okay.
And these steps, by having these steps before we get to the pillow test, it'll give people more confidence that when they get to that part of that interview,
okay.
They'll be able to implement that with greater ease.
Okay. Well, cool. We want them to be able to do that for sure with a lot of greater ease. So what is the next step we want to cover again?
Yeah, after they do the heart-centered listening, so just imagine yourself. I want to project you to the next, one-on-one that you're all thinking about. I mean, every single person listening to this call, you have that one individual that you would love to have on your team. I know you're thinking about that person right now. You may be smiling. You may be thinking, this is going to be the person. So I want you to think about that. I want you to envision yourself in the one-on-one. I want you to see yourself having great rapport with that individual, that you've got an openness there and you're building that trust. I want to see you asking questions in this way of being curious, and they're opening up and they're sharing, and you're really listening. You're listening with your heart. You're not waiting for your turn to talk, and you're in the flow and you're taking notes. So when they're talking about what they're wanting in their life, you write that down. Another question maybe, what about this business prompted you to be here with me today? Or, what about our product really resonates with you? What attracts you about the product that we're offering? So you're taking notes, and if you're feeling awkward about taking notes, I will tell you, just simply say, you know what, I've got a rotten memory, and what you're about to share with me is really important, so if you don't mind, I'd like to take notes during our meeting here.
No, that'll be a piece of cake for me, because that's true.
Yeah, really, I know. Isn't it funny, but sometimes people feel awkward about that, so mm-hmm. you're taking notes, and so let's say, you know, you've had a chance to hear them, maybe 10 minutes they've shared, and you've continued to ask those questions. I want you to do what we call in step three of the six steps of sponsoring, we talk about something called clarifying the why, or we'll say clarifying the why. Another way of saying is targeting the need. You can use any phrase you want to, but we're doing something that I will probably say, and I'm going to venture to say, that no one on this call who's never heard us train on this has ever really been taught to do in the interview process. It's something that the 80s and 90s and, you know, up until really now, people have not been taught to do. And what that is, in fact, I think I even shared with you, you know, one of the fatal errors is that for the most part, 50% of the interview process is off the mark. You're missing the mark with your prospect. And your prospect, their mind is wandering, or they're wondering if they need to pick up their child from school. You're losing the prospect at this point in the game. And here's why. We hear what they're wanting, and then we go into, okay, this is where the tables turn, this is where I start to talk about my product and my company and how that might be a connection. But the mistake that we made is we assume, based on what they said, that we understand what they're looking for. We assume it. And so based on that assumption, let's say, you know, she shared, I'm assuming she wants extra income. So the rest of my presentation is all about extra income. Or I assume that she's looking for fun and something outside of, you know, maybe she's a stay-at-home mom, and I'm assuming that she wants to get out in the evening and have a good time with friends.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of my presentation is about that.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, that's primarily what most of us are doing. But how about, Raven, if we actually stop and clarify, make sure that we understand
what they're really saying. Mm-hmm.
Eureka. It's simple, but here's what's unique about it, is that this third step, interestingly enough, yes, of course, it's for you to make sure that when you're going forward and talking about your business, you're connecting with their need. But most importantly, this step three is the gift that we give the prospect. And here's why. Most people, up until meeting with you, have never had anyone who's asked a question, never had anyone who's listened with this kind of curiosity, and they've never really had a chance to verbalize what they're wanting. So the gift that we give them in clarifying the need is that we repeat back to them what we think we just heard. So here's what it would sound like. Let's say, Raven, that you and I had just had a conversation. And let's say that, you know, you're sharing your challenges, you're sharing your what you'd love to have happen in that 1 year from now. And I say, you know what, Raven, thank you so much for sharing. I really appreciate it. You know, you've shared some great things. You've got such a rich life and so many things going on. So I just really want to honor you for what you've got going on and what you've accomplished so far in your life. Now, this part of the interview is where I'm going to share some things that may be of interest to you about the business. But before I share, I want to make sure I'm really understanding what it is that you're looking for in this business. That'll help me know what I need to share. So here's what I'm hearing, Raven. I'm just checking in to see if this is what you're really wanting. I'm really hearing that, and then I'm going to state whatever I hear from you, Raven. So
okay.
I may say to you, you know, I'm really hearing that, yeah, you'd love to get out of the house. You'd love to be able to have that something of your own because you're taking care of so many people. You want something of your own. But I'm also hearing that contributing to the family income is important to you. That's really something that will make you feel great to be able to bring in a certain amount per month that you're contributing to the quality of your family's life. So here's where, Raven, where we just be quiet. So I use the analogy of the dartboard. You know when you throw the dart? Sometimes you hit a bullseye and sometimes you don't. I want to give everyone permission here to not hit a bullseye on this.
Oh, okay.
Because the reason being is that whether or not you really nail what it is they're looking for, that deep emotional need or that emotional why, it's really irrelevant. What's valuable about step three is that you're verbalizing it back to them. Because sometimes a person's never really even ever heard it repeated back.
Yeah. people just keep talking.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me to, you know, so in this process, if you're helping them, in the, you're the expert questions in the Heart Center listening, you're allowing them to verbalize what they're needing. But no one very, very rarely has anyone ever said, so what I'm hearing you say, Linda, is that you're really worried about your retirement, that, you know, that you're not sure what you put aside is going to allow you to go forward without your kids having to worry about you. So what I'm really hearing is that you're looking for a business that will make sure that you don't become a financial burden to your children. Is that what I'm hearing? What a gift we give. And so when I talk about don't worry about if you don't hit the mark, now I'm pretty good at it, and I know that these are some of the real heart-centered reasons that people want a business of their own. So I'm sharing kind of a lot of what I share is oftentimes the bullseye. But, you know, whatever you're hearing, repeat it back, because here's what's going to happen. If you hit it, if you really repeat back to them what they're looking for, this is what's going to happen. They're going to say, you know, you're going to get this pause, and you're going to get a real, yeah, that's exactly what I'm looking for. Or, you know what, if I could make that happen, that would be great. Or you might hear back, yeah. You hear the difference?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know what, the thing about it is, what you're sharing is so incredible. You know, I can see what a difference it would make in my business and the listeners' business, because all day long people are talking to people that don't really hear them. You know, they're just talking with them. So to actually have someone that has that laser focus listening, and they're really hearing what they have to say, and then they're taking time to recap what they said to make sure they got it all and they got it correctly. Like you said, if you hit it and it's a bullseye, wow, it's going to blow them away. And you definitely got their attention, and they totally relax, and they're trusting you and all the five principles that you mentioned for sure. But even if you missed it, the fact that you listened and you restated it, you're still going to get them to be so much more relaxed, because even if they have to restate it, you know, at least they know, okay, she's concerned or he's concerned.
He's interested in me. He values me.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming from a place of service. He respects me. All the five principles. You're exactly right. You've got it, Raven.
I got it. I'm so excited. I'm going across that stage pretty soon.
Exactly. And if you get that, yeah, it's sort of a half-committed, yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
it. Here's what you say. You just say, you know what, there's something else there. And you say with a smile on your face, say, what else? What else do you think the business might do for you?
You're getting them to open up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then they get to go. They get to articulate what it is they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the great shift. Here's the great shift. And this is why people, once they get this, are so much more willing to offer the opportunity to sit down with people. Because before we get all nervous about it because we think we've got to present the perfect presentation. But when you realize that if you can release the outcome and say, you know what, I'm going to have an interaction with an individual, I'm going to learn what they need, I'm going to find out if this business can meet the need, the gift that you give them is that you're listening to them and you're helping them see what do they want in their life right now, what's missing. That even if that person doesn't find right there, you know you've given them a gift that will make a difference in their life. That's it. And so now all of a sudden we shift from seeing the one-on-one interview as us having to, you know, put on this great salesman hat and do just the right presentation using just the right script. All of a sudden we see that changing to say, it's a gift. And you can even say with great assuredness and confidence that, you know what, whether this business is right for you or not, Linda, I promise you by sitting down and just giving me 30 minutes where we can talk about what you're looking for, I guarantee you'll be happy we met. I guarantee that you'll walk away from that 30-minute interaction feeling like it was a value.
Amazing. They're going to feel so good. And, wow, I can see the difference of why I haven't been, you know, putting – a whole lot of people in my business because I'm using the old approach. I'm scaring them away, and they've already heard from four or five other people before me that did the same thing, so they're sick of it.
It's pretty much the same as what everybody else is doing out there in
mm-hmm.
a way. And so this to be different in some little way. You know, I think that, you know, because we kind of come down there, and I want to make sure I give everybody the pillow test. But, Raven, you know, I think that the greatest gift that this new perspective can be. I mean, imagine. So now that you're on this call, now that you've heard Raven's show, whether you're listening on the archives or with us live, I mean, I really consider you to be part of this new movement because you can tell I'm passionate about this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you definitely are.
Not only is it going to change your business, it'll change the team, because how you sponsor will affect how your team members sponsor. So when you bring in, they're going to duplicate what you've done. And so all of a sudden, the people that come onto your team, when they turn around and show the business, they're going to model what you've done for them, and they're going to make a difference in the people that they interact with. So not only will it make a difference for you, it'll make a difference on your team. That ripple effect will affect your company. And this message is going out to companies throughout the entire profession. And so it's my intention. I think big. Can you tell?
Yeah, I like that. Big thinker.
And that over the next couple of years that we shift the way people see our profession as a whole, because all of a sudden sitting down to talk to someone who's in this business is a gift rather than something that feels uncomfortable or unnatural.
Well, you know what, Jane, you are sharing some really great stuff, and we certainly appreciate it. We're going to step away real quickly for a quick break, and then we're going to come back. Is it time to talk about the follow-up?
I'm going to end with the follow-up.
Okay. You can see where I'm having my challenge, right?
I know, but it's not uncommon, and we'll make fun for you.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back. Hang in there with us for just a quick minute. This is MLM Divas Live, and we are speaking with no other than Jane. Jane is sharing some good information with us, and her topic tonight is the 5 fatal errors of sponsoring. And we are going to be right back in just a second. We're going to take a quick break and want to remind all of you in our live audience that, don't forget, afterwards we are going to have our big MLM Diva live drawing. Thanks to our awesome sponsors, PL Marketing Network Leads, we are going to have first place winner 5,050 free leads. Second place winner is going to get 3,050 free leads. And a third place winner is going to get 1,050 free leads. And that's all thanks to Ben, PM Marketing Network Leads, Vincent and Peter Mingles. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
PM Marketing Network Leads. Just a real quick history. PM Marketing Network Leads, we've been in the lead generation business now for over 9 years, helping folks take their home-based businesses and network marketing companies to the next level. We produce our own leads. We do that both over the phone as well as through the internet. We provide tons and tons and tons of training on how to work leads over the phone. We're proud to be sponsoring the Mentoring for MLM Divas show with Raven Davis. I'll tell you, you really got to plug into a lot of these different shows. You're going to find tons and tons of information, stuff that's going to throw a little click in your brain or a little light bulb that goes off and says, wow, that's different, or that's cool, or that's just another way to do it. So make sure you plug into as many calls as you possibly can with Mentoring for MLM Divas, because you're going to find a ton of information that's going to help you and your group take your business to the next level. Now, Raven at the end of the show is going to have a special drawing where we're going to be providing you some leads and some training and some systems for those who participate. We're always here to help. We produce leads over the phone. We produce them through the internet, and tons and tons and tons and tons of training. Let me give you my home office number just in case you have any questions about some of the things that you've heard. My direct office number is area code 631-589-5244. Once again, 631-589-5244. And if you want to take a look at us on the web, it's www.networkleads.com. So www.networkleads.com. Once again, thanks from PM Marketing Network Leads.
All righty. And that drawing will be right after the show. We'll do our quick Q&A with Jane Duber. So you can ask the diva herself a couple questions, and then we'll have that awesome drawing. And thanks again to PM Marketing Network Leads. This is Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. I'm Raven Blair Davis, your host. We appreciate you being here and invite you to come each and every Wednesday and check us out as we bring to you dynamic MLM divas just like Jane Duber. And we are so excited to have her here, co-founder of DSWA and author, trainer, coach. I mean, this lady has it going on, wearing a lot of hats, and she is sharing a lot of good stuff with us. Okay, Jane, we are back. You are on. So what do you want to share with us now?
I got to leave him with a follow-up tip. And and I only have to share this because follow-up was always my bone of contention. I built a multi-million dollar organization, and no matter how many people I recruited, the follow-up was always challenging for me. And the reason being is, you know, this is before we perfected the success of sponsoring, but I will tell you that there's that point in the one-on-one, or even it could be one-on-one face-to-face, it could be over the phone. And you know, basically they need to think about it. You know, oftentimes an individual may not sign right on the spot because they need to talk to their spouse, they need to find the finances. There's something that keeps them from signing on the dotted line.
Right, yep.
And, you know, I don't know about you, but Raven, I was looking for something that would make that comfortable because sometimes it just felt weird. It's like, oh, okay, great. Well, then, you know, where do you go from there? So we have what's called the pillow test, and it's a simple little idea, but it's worked miracles for a lot of people. And here's what happened. So let's say, Raven, that you and I had a great conversation. I felt like I listened, I clarified the need, I shared with you about how my business might meet those needs, and we got to that point, and you just said, you know what, Jane, she's, you know, I really just feel like I need to sleep on this. I need to talk to my husband, or I need to get the finances together. And so I would say, gosh, you know, Raven, I had so much fun, and, you know, you're just the kind of woman that I really would love to add to my team, and I might honor a couple of the qualities that I saw in her. I said, you know what, I'm going to do something. I know you want to sleep on it. I totally respect that, but I'm going to ask you, Raven, to take the pillow test. And you're going to say, you know, I've shared a lot, and obviously some things about the business resonated with you. And so all I'm going to ask is that if sometime between now and noon tomorrow, Raven, if the thought of the business creeps into your mind, if maybe you think, gosh, could I do this, or you can imagine yourself maybe being in business for yourself, if somehow this business creeps into your mind between now and noon tomorrow, it may just be a sign that this is something that you need to give a try. It may just be something that this is the time that for you to actually start a business of your own. So all I'm going to ask is if sometime between now and noon tomorrow, if it creeps into your mind, just notice that. Notice that you're thinking about this business. Will you do that for me?
Yes. My goodness, that's good.
So here's what I say. I say, okay, so where are you going to be tomorrow, Raven, at noon? Notice I have a smile on my face the entire time. This is a fun little pillow test, and all I'm asking is just notice if the business creeps into your mind between now and noon tomorrow, it might be a sign that this is something you just need to give a try. That's the key. And so I'm going to say, so where are you going to be tomorrow at noon? And they're going to laugh, ha, ha, ha. And you're going to say, come on, tell me, because oftentimes it'll be their lunch hour, so you can call them on the cell, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to say, okay, so I'm going to call you tomorrow at noon, and you just let me know, hey, if it's been something that's on your mind, you may have additional questions at that point that we can talk about, but I'm going to call you tomorrow at noon at this number, okay? And so you're going to say yes. Now, what we've done here is we've made follow-up fun. Because sometimes what will happen is you're going to call at noon, and you're going to, you know, let's say, you know, Linda, I call up Linda, say, hi, Linda, this is Jane. So tell me, did you think about it? And she's going to say, I'm going to kill you. All I've been doing is thinking about it. Or she's going to say, yes, I thought about it last night. I had a chance to talk with my husband. Or, yes, I've been thinking about it, and here are my concerns. But all we're trying to do in follow-up is do two things. Keep it lighthearted. And keep the questions coming. Keep the dialogue going.
And yeah, keep that rapport flowing. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
That's the pillow test. It's that simple. Can you could you do that, Raven?
I absolutely can. Are you? You know, when I get off the show ends and everything in about another 10 minutes, and I was going to call through some leads, so I am definitely going to be using everything. I'm putting it in practice today, tonight. Now I know I'm going to stumble, but you know, by the end of the week, I'm going to have this mastered. I can guarantee you that. I'll be calling you saying, Jane, you are so right.
You know what I'm going to do for you, Raven? I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to gift you into the course that I'm taking.
Oh.
Actually, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to have Susie email you the link. Now, this is a 4-week course that I'm teaching on these 6 steps.
Okay.
I'm going to come in. We just did class number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I also want to bring up this course is this is actually becoming a product. We're going to turn it into a product because I can't do it live all the time.
Okay.
But it is this, what we talked about tonight in depth, up close and uncensored is what I consider it. And so I'm going to get you into that. I'll have Susie send you the details of the course so you can listen to the archives, because I want you to understand this, because I know it's going to make a difference in your business.
Oh, thank you so much. How awesome is that? And I hope you can see the smile on my face from ear to ear now.
I want to honor you for what you're doing. I mean, all of you women on this call, my Lord, this woman has really, truly put herself out to make a difference in this industry, and I hope you're all telling your friends about the good work she's doing.
Oh, well, thank you, Jane. I have some dedicated listeners, and they've been coming back and sharing it with their friends. And I tell you, I just feel so blessed being able to have you and these dynamic women like yourself just donate your time. You know, because you built your business, you're doing your thing, and you're taking out time to, you know, share with us. And I remind my listeners all the time that you donate your time, and we don't take that lightly at all. So thank you very, very, very much. And I'm just excited because I'm looking at following up a whole different way now. And I'm sure the audience and the people that are going to be plugging into this call and archives, they're going to see it totally different too. And just as I was listening to you just explain the whole process since we started the interview, you know, I felt relaxed. I felt the way that they're going to feel. They're going to feel so relaxed. When you call them back, they don't have that tension. Oh, God, I'm going to get that call today. Because it's been a whole relaxing experience for them.
And the rapport is so strong, they're going to mm-hmm. continue to hear from you. I can tell you that.
Absolutely. And the fact that you took out time to listen to them, that shows that they care. And, you know, and they're just probably feeling, wow, you know, this isn't so bad. This is totally different from Linda or whoever I spoke with, you know, an hour ago. Because these people are constantly, especially if you're cold calling like I do and you're calling through leads, they're getting, I don't know how many different calls, and they're saying, wow, you know, I got to hear this same spill again.
You're setting yourself apart from the rest, I can tell you that much.
Absolutely. I've got people on my team who came in on fire and have fizzled out over the months, Jane. I know you know about that. How can this new approach to sponsoring help, you know, get their passion for their business back in them?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I use the phrase called re-recruit. Find a time you can meet with this person one-on-one, be it the phone or face-to-face. And just imagine that you don't know a whole lot about this individual. Just go back to the beginning and be curious and be interested in what's happening in their life right now. And go back to make sure you've got the rapport. Make sure that you know, you really are understanding what they're wanting. And go ahead and clarify that why. You know, because their why may be different than mm-hmm. when they first signed. Or maybe you never really understood the why. I'm working with a company now where they've kind of restructured their compensation plan. And all of a sudden, women who had maybe only 14 frontline now have like 50 frontline.
Oh, wow.
And so they're having to go back and reestablish. And we're on a re-recruitment campaign, which is we don't want to drag them across the finish line. We don't want to hang on to people who are disempowering to us. But we do want to give everybody an opportunity to get from this business what they originally intended. And so that conversation, Raymond, may sound something like this. You may call them up and say, you know, Carol, I've been thinking about you lately, and I'm building my business. I'm having great successes with the new people who are coming on the team. But for some reason, I can't just get you out of my mind. You came into this business. You wanted something when you first signed on the dotted line. You wanted something that you felt this business could give you. And maybe I haven't been able to help you get there, but I'm recommitting. And if you can just take 30 minutes of your time, let's reconnect, let's have coffee, or let's set aside a separate phone call where I can really see if there's something here that you still are wanting that I can help you get through the business. So that first initial phone call, Raven, is not to do the process, to not take them through that process of asking all those questions, because they may be kind of off guard,
mm-hmm.
but it's simply to be honest. You're going to go to the five principles team, authentic and saying, you know what, I may not have been able to meet the needs, or I may not have been there like you needed me to be, but I'm recommitting to help you get what you want from the business. You're coming from a place of service by caring about what they want. You're showing respect. You're establishing trust. You're doing all those five things. And then you're saying, you know, if you want to spend a minute, 30-minute phone call, and we can revisit whether there's still something here for you to keep the business.
Oh my.
Yeah, we had one just to set. You know, I love painting pictures of what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
We had one woman who we went through this program together. She set an intention of conversation with four of the women who had been dormant and not had any sales in 2 months. She had the conversation. She reconnected with them, and in the following month, those three of the four reengaged and produced $4,000 in volume. But only because, see, these people, they don't know what they're wanting. They don't know what their needs are. So that's the beauty of this first three steps. You don't even have all six steps. You got three of them.
I know, and I'm jumping out this chair already. Let me ask you this. When you were building the business, or, you know, through speaking with these ladies that have built large organizations, are you finding that most of them are working 10, 12 hours a day? Because I get a lot of people that write in to me, and they're just like, you know, I can't do this part-time, or what's a good way to restructure my schedule so I can put all these things into action and make it happen? You have any tips you could share on that?
Yeah, you know what? It's all the perspective. I know top women who are, you know, have organizations that produce $500,000 a year, and they're working their business part-time. You know, so it's all about perspective. Here's what I know. Sometimes an individual who works this business part-time,
mm-hmm.
that may mean 2 hours in the evening, and, you know, maybe between Saturday and Sunday they're working at 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Six plus 10, so it's about 16 hours a week. Some women who really commit, you know, that means they're not sitting on the couch watching sitcoms. They're not idle chatter on the phone with their friends. They're really working the business part-time. They can accomplish as much, if not more, than a person who is wearing the hat of doing this business full-time. So it is what I want the people to hear. It is so not about the hours you put in. It's about what you do with the hours you have. So take the focus off, oh, poor me, I don't have all the hours that I want to build a business, and put the focus on how can I really truly use the hours that I'm working the business with a laser-like focus and really make a difference in what I'm doing. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Really not about quantity. It's all about the quality of the time you're building your business. So with that, so that's one side of it. The people who are, you know, I work with a woman who has a $12 million unit. A $12 million unit. And she's probably working maybe 8 hours a day. But, you know, you get to a point where you understand what you can delegate, and that's a whole different call. That's about leadership, and we teach leaders how to have a life and a multi-million dollar team.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I really want people to, you know, when you focus on what you get more of. So if you're focusing on what you don't have in terms of time,
mm-hmm.
you're going to always constantly feel like you're behind. But if you say, you know what, I've got 4 hours a week, and those 4 hours are going to make such a difference in my business, and I'm going to use them wildly and not waste it away on paperwork, then do it. That's
yep.
going to make you successful.
How can I use it the best,
exactly.
Even though I only have 4 hours? And I always tell my husband, I tease him a lot, I say, step away from the computer. That computer, boy, it is a time stiller, isn't it?
I will tell you. And you know what? And I remember how I made that deal with my husband about
uh-huh.
my 9-year-old and the two kids that are over from the neighborhood.
Right.
About up. And he said, let's go to question and answer because this is real life training, right? So does anyone have any questions, or did you have any more questions?
Well, we're going to go into Q&A in just a couple seconds. I was going to ask you as a final, to kind of close it up, because we usually do the Q&A on a closed session. That's something that we give the people that decide to be part of our live audience. Yes. So in closing, is there any other tips that you would like to share before we go into our Q&A session and close the show right now?
I'd love, thank you. That's a great question. Thank you for asking that.
And I definitely want to get some information on your books. I would love for you to share that, how they can get that, and any other services that
I'll give them the URL.
Okay, that'd be great.
Women's Alliance. So it's simply www.dswa.org. It stands for Direct Selling Women's Alliance. Go to dswa.org. There's a free e-zine you can sign up for. There's free reports that you'll find on our homepage. It's free information. We offer a membership for 1 year, and you can read about that information. It's the greatest deal you'll find. It's one full year of 24/7 support. We have over 250 teleclasses archived. So definitely you want to look at that resource. But so if I had some parting words, here's what it would be, Raven.
Okay.
Is that the greatest gift that you can give yourself in this business is to reconnect with your own why. You know, tonight we talked a lot about helping you help others find what their reason for building the business is. And you'll be more effective at that if you really understand what your why is. And when I work with people around their reason for building what we call the why, oftentimes initially the gut reaction is to go to the material why. I want a bigger house. I want to pay off my debt. I want to take care of my bills with ease. I want to take care of retirement. Those are all material why. And if you can not only be aware of that, but also go deeper and say, what else is, what's the emotional why, we call it? And the emotional why is, what will, how will that make me feel? So for a stay-at-home mom, it may be a sense of a contribution to the family. For a woman who is building a family and she's got a full-time job, maybe what she's looking for is a chance to be home with her children and not have to clock a 9-to-5 job. If it's a person who's looking at retirement, maybe for her it's peace of mind and not being a burden to her children in her golden years. So not only have a material why, but really connect with what's your emotional why. Because I'll tell you what, let's say my material why is a brand new shiny red car. And the moment I have to make a phone call to schedule an interview or to make that sale of product, and I'm feeling out of my comfort zone and I'm feeling challenged, all of a sudden that red car isn't so important to me. All of a sudden I think, well, the car I'm driving is just fine, or the house I'm living in is fine, or I can stretch a little and save here and there and my bill paying is just fine. So the material why can waft, it can change, but your emotional why, which is self-respect, which is modeling for your children what it's like to create a better lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, really having self-respect in your older years. These are things that don't change. They're constant. And when you know your emotional why and you think of that, that's where you can really, truly be consistent and empowered to build your business.
You are so right. I know my why has changed, both my husband and I, October to January. It's just sicknesses and deaths and stuff in the family. My mother went to the hospital February 6th, Jane. She just got out about a month ago. And our why certainly changed and got way past the material, because now it's all about, wow, I would love to be able to buy her medicine and to, you know, pay her bills and things like that to assist her. And so that, you know, things change. So it does make a difference when you want.
Up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we as women, don't you agree, Raven, that we're wired to do things more for other people sometimes than we will for ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. That's a great, great reason to build your business. I think that's phenomenal. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, you know, it definitely makes you think about what building this business is all about, you know, to be able to, you know, not have to work and stay there with your loved one that's sick, or, you know, to be able to take a vacation with your family and not have to rush back. And when you come back, don't have to worry about, you know, trying to catch up at work with all the crazy rules and regulations and things that they put on your desk while you were gone.
That's exactly right. You know, I live in my dream home in Pebble Beach. I took a vacation with my son and his little friend. We took him up to Marine World for Monday and Tuesday. I mean, this is the kind of lifestyle that's possible when you have the kind of independence. But you know what? I work my tail off. I play hard and I work hard. And if you're willing to work hard, you can make that lifestyle a reality.
Yeah, that kind of comes along with it, you know. But a few years from now, you won't have to.
You know what? I'll always... You know, I will always, I love what I do. So I remember that's a good way to bring it full circle.
Mm-hmm.
That when you love what you do, which is in building this business, you don't see it as work.
Right. Well, you definitely hear the passion in your voice. And we certainly appreciate you spending time with us. And we're going to go ahead and get ready for the Q&A. So can you stick with us for about 10 more minutes?
I can.
Okay. And then we're going to have our big drawing. And we have been speaking with Jane Duber, and Jane is co-founder of DSWA, and she's going to give her information one more time for people to be able to go to your website. That's www.dswa.org, correct?
Yes, it is.
And just kind of like in, let's say, just a, you know, a couple sentences or so, can you kind of describe real quickly, because I know a lot of people were asking me and sending me emails, what exactly is DSWA? What do they do? Can you kind of just let us know real quickly?
Yeah, I would. You know, it's funny. Believe it or not, although our profession is 150 years old, the direct selling world is 150 years old, there's never been a professional association dedicated to the women who built it. So between, this is a diva show, so I can say it.
Yes.
Say it. It is an industry that has been built by women and run by men. How's that for going out on a limb? But I will tell you, about 85% of our industry is women.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never been an association that understands the needs of women, understands our challenges. So the association was dedicated to really providing a support network. So first and foremost, we're an education resource. We do that through teleclasses. We have a learning library that has hundreds and hundreds of articles on everything from booking, coaching, selling, sponsoring, and leadership. We have success tip library. We have resources. And someone described it at an event I was speaking at as it's a direct selling university online.
Ah, I like that.
You know, our premise is that your success in direct selling, which is network marketing and party plan, your success in direct selling is in direct proportion to the degree that you're growing. And you've got to have a constant source of growing, like these calls here. Raven, what you're doing is a great service. We need to be collaborating on a whole other level because what you're doing is wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. And
I do believe that because, you know, oftentimes that is, we're working on our own, by ourselves, in our homes, and we need to be connected to the outside world. We need to constantly be filling ourselves with resources.
Mm-hmm.
So the organization has the one-year membership that gives you access to the members-only area. Probably the greatest asset is the teleclasses. We do two live teleclasses per week where we bring top trainers, and those are all archived. So you can go and download them to an iPod, burn them to a CD, or listen to these calls while you're multitasking. So that's one of the greatest benefits. We also have, if you all do business at Kinko's, we have a 25% card. We partner with Kinko's. FedEx Kinko's is one of our partners. Lots of great benefits. If you go onto the website and you look at membership, there's the link at the top, and you click on independent membership, you'll see the amazing benefits. The books I will also share, if the $89 per year is not within your budget now, we ask you to do two things. Number one, sign up for the free e-zine. And number two, we ask you to invest in the Build a Big book. These books have changed the nature of how people are building. It is 101 insights from top leaders. So these are women and men who've built multi-million dollar organizations. And they bring to you in this book insights. Each insight is about a 10-minute read. So you can get a piece of wisdom, and it provides action steps that you can act upon in the following 48 hours. So those are resources that, you know, we just want you to be a part of our community. So make sure you do the e-zine. And over time, if you can afford that membership, we want you to invest in that because your investment in you is an investment in your business.
And absolutely. Boy, you guys got a lot of good things. I've often heard quite a bit about your organization. And
I will tell you, Raven, you know this. You're a maverick in your arena here. I will tell you that, you know, they said it couldn't be done. They said that, you know, we couldn't bring together leaders from, you know, we have, I mentioned over 12 countries.
Yeah, 12 countries.
And check this out, over 400 companies.
Wow.
That means the top leaders are coming together. We have a leaders retreat that's coming up in October in Phoenix, Arizona, where women with 250 or more in their organization come together. These are women that have a common bond, and what happens at these retreats is really nothing short of remarkable. Now, many people said it will be a cat fight. You put this many top leaders together that represent different companies, it'll be a cat fight. It was nothing of the sort. It was a wonderful experience where we all believe that we're all in this business to change people's lives. I'll leave with this. My last thing that I will share is I want you all to get that you, I don't care what product you sell, you are in the personal growth industry. You are there to change and have a positive impact on people's lives. And the product that you sell is that's the vehicle that you use. But you are in the personal growth industry, and your mission is to positively impact the lives of the people that you
Well, I couldn't close any better myself. That's great. That is great. You have shared some really powerful things that we can actually take into action, will take away with us rather, and put into action immediately, and that's what I like about it. It's not difficult. You simplified it, and if we just follow what you told us, you know, we can't go wrong. We can only add and build to our organization and build it healthy and build it strong.
That's exactly right. You're going to build leaders.
Mm-hmm. Definitely build leaders. Well, thank you again very much. We appreciate it. And this is Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. We've been speaking with Jane Duber, co-founder of DSWA, and I would definitely suggest to go out and get her book, Build It Big. And then the second book is, what's the second book?
Very creative. More Build It Big.
I'm sorry?
It's More Build It Big.
More Build It Big. Oh, yeah, very, very creative, right?
that we have it discounted on our site. It's only $12.95 for the first book and $14.95 for the second book, so you save off the list price. You can get it in Barnes & Noble and Borders and all of those, but you save if you come to our site. Plus, we have $1,000 in bonuses that you receive in downloadable bonuses, which is teleclasses.
Well, I'm going to get mine right after the show. I can tell you that now.
I'm glad to hear you.
Right after the show. Thank you very much, Jane Duber. This is Raven Blair Davis, and you have been listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. Remember, you can go back and listen to this show and sit back and relax and take some really good notes by going to our website, www.mentoringfrom-mlmdivaslive.com. That's www.mentoringfrom-mlmdivaslive.com. We will have the show posted by Friday. Look for the announcement. And make sure you register and share this show with your team and register each week as we have drawings where we have at least one winner a week walk away with 5,050 free leads. But Peter and Vincent Mingles, they knew Jane was going to be on, and they said, we are going to give away three because Jane is huge, and we're going to make sure.
I will tell you that, you know, the five principles we talked about?
Uh-huh.
Peter and Vincent, they live these principles. You can't get two guys that have more integrity in the lead business.
So oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Anyone else besides these guys. They're incredible.
You are so right. Yeah, these guys are, they care about their customers. You're absolutely right. And if you're needing leads, running out of warm market, check them out. Look for the banner on our website or go to www.networkleads.com. This is Raven Blair Davis signing off. But I want to leave you with the thought. Remember, attitude is everything. We become what we think about. You are a great leader. Now think the thoughts and claim the beliefs of other great leaders as your own. We look forward to you joining us next week, and we're going to go into our Q&A session with our live audience. For the rest of you, good night, but come join us next week and be part of our live audience and be entered into our drawing. Remember, if you're going to think, why not think big? In fact, hey, why not think like a diva? Have a good night.